All right, let's start with prayer, shall we? Father, we do thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, and just for your word. And what, Lord, as we look at something this evening that I believe that just we all deal with, Lord, at just one time or another, some more than others, Lord, may we look at your word, and Lord, may we be able to define what it is. May we be able to see that even those mentioned in your word dealt with it. And then may we learn, Lord, how to defeat it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Whoops, see, I'm looking for something else. All right, anxiety. You have anxieties, right? Sometimes it's about money. And sometimes it's about relationships. Sometimes it's about college. Or like with Cody, little Cody isn't here tonight because he's got two exams tomorrow. And so he said, Dad, can I study? I really need to study. And so that's what he is doing tonight, studying. He's not like Tim, who he didn't care, but at least Cody's studying because, you know, Tim didn't have a care in the world. He didn't care about school, right? But what Cody does, he is like his sisters. anxiety. Look at the picture. Does that resemble you? Oh, shaking, trembling. Yes, anxieties isn't a funny thing. It's a serious thing. And so we're going to look at that tonight. We're going to look at what, 3 points. First of all, just what are anxieties? Secondly, who has anxieties? And then thirdly, just how to overcome those anxieties. All right, number one. Let me get that off there. What are anxieties? Let's define that. The Bible uses a few different words just to help us understand anxiety. And as I looked at this, there were many, many different words used to define anxieties. I think by the time I was done, I had like 31 pages of notes that I went through. All kinds of meanings, okay? And so we've kind of narrowed them down, all right? So, first word is heaviness. That it's a heaviness. Turn with me to a Proverbs 12:25, please. Proverbs 12, verse 25. Now, I'm going to have you turn to them, but I also have them up on the screen, all right? And so, Proverbs 12:25 says, and I'll wait till you are there. And Proverbs 12, verse 25 says, this is the New King James says it this way. Just anxiety, just in the heart of man, causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. The King James Version says, heaviness, in the heart of man, maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. And that word heavy means anxiety, care, fear, sorrow. Notice all those other words mixed with this word heaviness. Anxiety, care that just controls us. Now, we should care for things, okay? If we have a house, we should care for the house. But we shouldn't always care for it and make it spectacular. It's just a house. One day it will burn, okay? But we do need to care for it. But we have to be careful we don't go too far, okay? In fact, let me illustrate. I once had a neighbor. Bought a new car, Ford Probe. And he loved that car. Every day he was out there washing that car. And if anybody got close to that car, he came out with a baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Now, he cared for that car way too much. It was a heaviness upon him. Every time he saw somebody close to that car, he leaped out that door. And, well, he wrecked the car, and then some other things happened, and I heard he was in prison. So, cares took over his life, right? But it could be fear. Fear or sorrow. And just, we all face sorrows, don't we? We all have sorrows. The biblical illustrator says this is a soul-crushing sadness. It's a soul-crushing sadness, this heaviness, this anxiety that comes upon us. It takes control. It's a soul-crushing sadness. In just other words, some other words used by commentators, they use the word depression, hopelessness, sorrow, grief, dread. Look at our world today. Pastor Tom just mentioned it this morning. Those people who have committed suicide. There's a hopelessness that's linked with anxiety. This heaviness comes out in just many ways emotionally. This heaviness weighs you down. Maybe you don't want to face the day. You know, I sometimes feel like that. I just don't want to get up in the morning. Man, I just don't want to do a thing. Why? I am weighed down. And you know, sometimes you can't pinpoint what it is that's weighing you down. But you know it is, and it is a heaviness. John Gill says that it is heaviness in the heart. And then notice, it is a load of care and fear and what sorrow just upon the spirits, just depressing them and what disabling them to exert themselves with any vigor on just what is to be done. Yeah. Or what fortitude and just what is to be borne. And then notice that maketh it stoop. What does stoop mean? It means to depress, bow down, to crouch. It presses you down. It controls you. And at times you don't think that just you can get out from underneath it. It's a heaviness that controls us. This word heaviness also is what translated as carefulness, care, fear, and what sorrow. All right, now let's move from heaviness to thoughts. Sometimes the word anxiety is what translated thoughts. Let's go to Psalm 94, please. Psalm 94. Psalm 94, 19. And now this psalmist is going through a very difficult time. The wicked are triumphing. If you look at verse 1 through 7, it says this, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth, rise up, O judge of the earth, and just render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things, all the workers of iniquity just boast in themselves. They break in what pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay just the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, just the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Notice just what is taking place. Murder, slaying the innocent, the widows and the stranger. That's what's taking place. And now look at verse 19. This is what he says. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Why does he have anxieties? He sees what is taking place. All that wickedness, the evil people triumphing. And his thoughts, that's what that word anxiety means there. And the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. He's having thoughts about the wicked. And it's brought him down. The Hebrew dictionary says, that word thoughts, that word anxiety means disquieting thoughts or with deep thought. So as he is seeing that, these thoughts cross through his mind. Back and forth they go. Death, widow dying, the evil men prospering. And that's all he's thinking about. That's all he's thinking about. Matthew Henry says, these thoughts render our views more gloomy and confused. Look at what he says. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, he wants God to act. Verse 2, rise up! So he is seeing this and he wants God to act. These thoughts could be vain. And what frivolous thoughts. Now notice, just polluted thoughts, skeptical thoughts. These thoughts take away all happiness and joy. They snatch it away. Those thoughts are anxious thoughts that take away all joy and all happiness. These thoughts could be from a grief or sorrow. They are perplexing, burdensome. And what notice, they are many in the multitude. So he's got a lot going through his head. Now this usually happens to me at night when all the kids are quiet and the dogs and cats are quiet too. Yeah, and the neighbors are quiet for that matter. And my mind starts to race. All these thoughts back and forth. And my mind doesn't stop. And it can think about all kinds of different things. Sometimes it is good things. Sometimes I have a project that I am working on. And all of a sudden, I know how to finish it. I'm just laying there. And a good thought comes in. But many times, it is not that. Many other thoughts race through my mind. And then Gill says, the word for thoughts is what used of what branches of what trees, thick and entwined, and so denotes perplexed and what distressing thoughts. Think about poison. Poison ivy as it grows up a tree. It intertwines. Where does it start? Where does it end? It's all throughout the tree, and it's choking that tree. Well, isn't that what our anxious thoughts do to us? They choke us. They control us. Now let's go to Psalm 139, please. Psalm 139, 23. And it's a Psalm of David. Excuse me. And this is what David prays. David says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Notice, David recognized he had anxieties. And he's asking God to search them. The King James says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And again, it's back to the word thoughts. Know my many deep and disquieting thoughts. Albert Barnes says, what David asked God to examine, just what he thinks about. Lord, you know why I'm anxious. You know what I'm going through. Examine those things. Examine those things. Know my many deep and disquieting thoughts. And just to examine the imagination and just what secures his affections and controls his will. Because our thoughts control us. What you think you do. What you think you do. These thoughts, anxieties have control over us. That needs to be broken. Let's go to Job 20, verse 2, please. Go to Job chapter 20, verse 2. And here we have Zophar. Whoops. Trying to answer Job. Zophar has been listening to all that Job has said. So he's got many thoughts in his mind, okay? And this is what he says. Therefore, my anxious thoughts make me answer because of the turmoil within. So he's having anxious thoughts. But notice he's got turmoil. So he really should have kept quiet. But he spoke anyway. King James says, therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. The Hebrew dictionary says this is a what, divided or distracted mind. He's divided. He's been listening, and he's got all of these thoughts racing through his mind. He's distracted. He just really should have sorted it all out. But instead he speaks. Distracted or a what, divided mind. That's what Zophar had. Conflict of ideas, attitude, or emotions in the mind at the same time. That's why just one moment we can be joyful and the next moment we're in tears. It's anxieties. So far, anxiety just is a heaviness upon the soul. A distracted mind. Next, anxiety means troubled. Troubled. Daniel chapter 2, please. Daniel chapter 2. Ezekiel, Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. Verse 3. Daniel 2:3 says, and the king said to them, I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious just to know the dream. The King James says, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled just to know the dream. The Hebrew dictionary says the word trouble means to tap. To impel, agitate, trouble, or to be disturbed. Now I get the idea of a dripping faucet. You're in bed. I'm trying to go to sleep. And you're distracted by drip, 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 drip. Yeah, that's distracting, isn't it? Now I got neighbors, and it's a rental house, and their gutters don't work right. Every time it rains, that's what I hear. Drip, drip, or drip, 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 drip. Talk about a distracted mind. You know, I got the window open. It's a cool night. I want the cool air in, and that's all I'm hearing. Well, that's a troubled mind. A troubled mind. And then you can't fall asleep because that's all you're focused on, isn't it? That's all you hear is that tap, tap, that drip, drip. It's disturbing. Anxiety, troubled mind. Doesn't that happen to you? You have thought. Yeah, sorry. Just you have a thought in your mind that you can't let go of. When that's dripping, tapping, that's all I hear. That's all I hear. My son could be calling me. I can't hear it. I'm just hearing the drip, drip, tap, tap. Can't let go of it. It's there. Anxious. Now we move from what trouble to care or careful. That's another word. That is what translated anxious. Let's go to Philippians 4, verse 6, please. Philippians 4, verse 6. It's in the New Testament. I got you, Gary. All right, Philippians 4, verse 6. We're going to come back here later, I believe. But we'll look at this right now. It says this, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by what prayer and with supplication, with thanksgiving, just let your requests be made known to God. The New King James says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and with supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And that word careful means to be anxious about, or what troubled with cares, or take thought about something, and that's all you can think about is that one thing. It's always there, and it controls you. Adam Clark says, do not give place to carking. Yeah, and I had to look up that word carking because I had never heard that word before. It means worrying, okay? So I've been learning some new lingo here. So if I say stop carking, just you know what it means, right? Okay? No. He says no. Okay? Don't give place to worrying care. Don't let it control you. The biblical illustrator calls this the evil. An incessant concern for our temporal affairs. That's all we can think about, and it controls us. It's temporal. It's temporal things. This word appears 19 times in the New Testament. And just sometimes as the word thought, worry, or care. It is the same word. Anxiety means a just heaviness of soul, thoughts, troubled, and care. Or we're careful which controls us. Wow. Okay, number two. I got to keep moving here. Who has anxieties? Well, I'm going to venture to say everyone. Everyone has anxieties. We're going to look at five or six biblical examples. Okay, just number one is Jesus. Please turn just with me to Mark 14, please. Mark 14. Verses 33 and 34. Yeah. New King James Version says this, and when Jesus took what Peter, James, and John with him, and he began, notice, to be troubled and deeply distressed. We see his humanity here. Oh, yeah, yes, he was fully God, but he was fully man. And Jesus is troubled and deeply distressed. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, that's the King James, very heavy. He was weighed down. The New King James says, what deeply distressed. The King James Version says, what heavy. To be in distress of mind, troubled, anguish, depressed. That's the Lord Jesus in his humanity. He can identify with us. He's been there. Jesus can identify just with us when we face anxieties. We see his humanity. In what verse 36, look at verse what 36. And just he asked the Father to take the cup from him, if possible. And then in what Luke 22:43, it says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. In his humanity, he needed help. And God sent an angel to give him strength. If you're going through anxieties, Jesus knows what it is. He can identify with you. You are not alone. He knows all about it. Let's go to Pharaoh. Genesis 41. Genesis 41, please. Verse 8. And says this, now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and that's the word anxiety. And Pharaoh sent, and what called for all the magicians of what Egypt, and what all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. And that word what trouble means to tap. Trouble, agitate. The NIV, there is the word worried. Even Pharaoh worried. Anxiety. He was distressed. Tap, 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 drip, drip, drip. Next, King what? Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 2:3. Sorry, I have you jumping around. I just want to show you some examples of other men and just women who face the same thing. Face anxiety. Whoops. And the king said to them, I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream. He was anxious. That's all he could think about. It was controlling him, so he was anxious. And the word anxious, again here, means to tap, trouble, or what agitated. It was controlling his mind. And we go to King David, Psalm 139:23. And it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me. And know my anxieties. And that word anxiety means disquieting thoughts. David had disquieting thoughts that were controlling him. And he called out to God to help. Root them out. Search me and try me. David knew they weren't good. And David asked God to help. Next, Saul. In 1 Samuel 9, verse 20, it says this, but as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. And then he was anxious about the possessions, the donkeys that were missing. And he was anxiously looking for them. And that happens to me just when I lose my checkbook. Man, I'm looking all over trying to find that checkbook. All over the place. I get real anxious if I lose that checkbook because I used it here. Did I bring it in? Is it in a car? Yeah, because I don't want anybody else to get it. And I get real anxious about that. Well, he was anxious about the donkeys. That's all he could think about. In fact, sometimes it's the car keys or sometimes it's my glasses. Yeah, I got 5 pair of glasses and sometimes I can't find one of them. Well, Tom doesn't have that problem, right, Tom?
I can't lose my cell phone.
Oh, cell phone. Okay. All right. Do not set your mind on them. Don't concern yourself with them. Don't worry about them. They are found. Then we have Job 4, 12 to 14. This is what it says. Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear just received a just whisper of it. So when disquieting thoughts from visions of the night, when what deep sleep falls on men, that word disquieting thoughts means a divided mind. So he's supposed to be sleeping, and his mind is racing. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Job's anxieties caused him severe trembling. Notice, all his bones were shaking. Well, that's extreme anxiety, that his whole body is shaking. First Kings 18:21, it talks about the what people. It says this, and Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? And that word, what two opinions means, divided or what distracted. If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. Notice, their anxiousness caused them to have two opinions. And they didn't know what to do. Is the Lord God or is Baal God? They couldn't decide. They couldn't decide. And two opinions is a what divided mind. Now we have Martha. In Luke 10, verse 41, and it says this. And when Jesus answered it, Andrew said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. And what, notice, many things. In her mind, there were many things racing back and forth. King James says, and when Jesus answered, Andrew said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. And that word careful means to be anxious. And what troubled means to be disturbed. So she had an anxious and disturbed mind at that point. So many things going on. But in her mind, this is what was happening. All right, now thirdly, how to overcome anxieties. Turn with me to Matthew 6, please. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 is just one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. There's so much in just Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25, and it says this, Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor just about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? The what King James says, therefore I would say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or just what you shall drink, nor just yet for your body, just what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat and the body more than raiment? And that word take no thought or do not worry about earthly things, period. Don't worry about the easy stuff. The earthly things. We need to control our thoughts. Because those thoughts control us. We shouldn't react to negative, distressing, perplexing thoughts. They shouldn't control us. Think about Martha. All those thoughts racing through her mind. They were controlling her. We need to control our thoughts. Do not worry. Take no thought. That's hard. It's so simple to say. It's hard. Adam Clark says, anxious, distracting, just solicitude, which by dividing the mind, and withdrawing it different ways, renders it utterly incapable of attending to any solemn or important concern. If we worry about things, other things don't get done. That should be done. Worry, anxiety takes us away from what is important. We need to take control. So how does one change his thought life? Well, read the Bible. Memorize scripture that pertain to those things you are anxious about. Look at Matthew 6, 26, still in the same chapter. Verse 26 says this, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? So first of all, just you're valuable to God. Verse 27. Which of you by just worrying can add one what cubit to a stature? What does worrying produce? Nothing but trouble. 28. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Look at God's creation. He takes care of it. Are what you, His creation? 29. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory just was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which tomorrow is, which today is, and what tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or just what shall we drink, or just what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Remember, God is bigger than your anxieties. He is bigger. Don't let them control you. Matthew 6, 33 to 34. We'll keep going here. But seek first.